that boy?
That's Sam. His mama took off. He'll be staying with us till she's back.
You know your boy, right?
Yeah.
In the hours that I've known.
Do you know when my mama's coming back?
He's gonna have to go in the system.
There's something seriously wrong with that kid.
Would you set me free?
How did you end up in prison?
Don't matter. I did what I did.
Bulk of what you did today.
Listen to me, son. Kids are mean, especially when they see something that they ain't used to seeing.
You ain't nothing but a criminal. You got no right looking after any child.
There's things in this world you can be, and there's things that you can't. How many boys do you see on that show?
None.
What does that tell you?
That I can be the first. Trick or
treat! Ah, get some treats!
Truth is, I haven't felt like I was good at anything until Sam.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your Titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
TV Concierge, a podcast on TheRinger.com that helps you navigate the vast streaming landscape. My name is Liz Kelly. I am a co-host of Tea Time, and I am joined today by my other two Tea Time co-hosts, Amelia Wedemeyer and Kate Hallowell. Hello, guys.
Thrilled to be here.
We are here to talk about the new Justin Timberlake movie, Palmer, which was just released on Apple Plus. I'm excited to be here and excited to talk about this with you guys.
Let's do it. Let's get into it.
Okay. Should we start with the brief plot description? Kate, normally I hand this to you on Tea Time. Should we do the same?
Yeah, I'll just give it a go. Justin Timberlake is back in the acting world. We weren't sure how it was going to go, but we all generally like this movie. So he is just a very gruff kind of ex-con. He's come back to his Louisiana hometown. He's a former football player who hurt his leg. He got addicted to pain pills. He got mixed up with the wrong people, went to jail for it. He's back. And he's living with his grandma, who has a woman living in the trailer in her backyard who has a son who, you know, the woman, Juno Temple, she disappears all the time. The son is staying with the grandma. So Justin Timberlake suddenly has this boy that he is basically the father figure for. And the boy's name is Sam. And Sam loves princesses. Sam loves pink. Sam loves to play dress up and play with dolls and, you know, as many young boys do. And, you know, it's a tough thing for anyone this day and age, especially tough in small town Louisiana. So basically the point of this movie is, you know, Justin Timberlake's character named Palmer, obviously, which is the title of the movie, getting over sort of his prejudices and then helping sort of the rest of this small town kind of get over their prejudices against Sam, raising Sam, helping Sam, loving Sam. And yeah, it's a very sweet movie. We weren't sure going in, but I think we all generally found it very charming, right?
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was going to actually end badly and in like one of those sad, dramatic ways, but it has a very sweet ending at the end. Justin Timberlake won me over. Sam won me over from the moment he was on screen. So yeah, I had a very enjoyable time watching this movie.
I agree.
Let's talk about some highlights of the movie and Justin Timberlake's performance, maybe Sam's performance, because I do think he deserves a shout out. Main highlight, I think, is just the idea of the gruff man, you know, his cold, dead heart being warmed and softened by anything. I just love that, like, movie trope. And obviously in this,
yes,
Palmer, Justin Timberlake, originally has a very hard time dealing with Sam, dealing with, like, him kind of reacclimating into the real world. Mm-hmm. And Sam is there to just, like, soften him. And I just loved it.
Totally.
His heart grew three sizes that day. Oh, I do also love this trope. I don't know if you guys have seen Friday Night Lights, but there's...
Yeah, are you kidding?
There's a whole plot sequence where Tim Riggins, this little cute blonde kid, moves in next door. And, like, Tim Riggins, like, just, like, wants nothing to do with him, is super annoyed by him. And he just wins him over with just the strength of his smile and his joy at life. Yeah. And I just love when these, like, gruff football player Southern men are just won over by these fucking adorable children. And, like, that's the whole plot. And that's all I want. It works every time.
Totally.
For some reason, in my notes of this movie, I wrote Sam, like, as a positive factor, loves cookies. Like, I don't know what I was really doing. Anyway, his many positive attributes that he brings. Sam is played by a little boy named Ryder Allen. This was his first film, which, like, props to you. God. You did a great job,
so
Ryder
talented.
Allen. And then he also didn't know who Justin Timberlake was before he, like, went to this audition, which I also love. Not that, you know, an 8-year-old really has, like, a very dedicated commitment to who Justin Timberlake is or why he would have any reason to know him. Mm-hmm. But I also find that really endearing when they have no idea who each other are.
Totally.
That is
actually
really sweet.
He's just so cute. And, like, again, like you said, like, this movie almost goes into a very dark place and definitely has dark moments. But then, like, it just cuts to Sam and he's just living his life, like, being this little beam of sunshine in a very difficult situation. You know, his mom's missing. It's, like, really tough. He enters the system very briefly. And it's just, like, even as, like, a viewer watching this movie, you're like, damn, this is dark. And then you just see Sam's little face and he's just smashing a bag of cookies and you're like, hell yeah. Like,
yeah.
I would die for you.
His love of his little fairy princess show is very sweet as well. Yeah. And he's just so bright-eyed and just, and of course, I feel like this movie definitely hits all of the sad movie trope kind of points, which is, I mean, that's fine. Like, it. Obviously. And it's just like, you know, we learn about the prison system and just all these dark, but, like, real life situations and things. And again, it's like freaking cute little Sam who pulls us through every single time.
I have a question for you guys that's a little bit later in the outline, but it's kind of related to what we're talking about now, which is, why do we think that Justin Timberlake chose this project to kind of come back, insert himself in the cinematic universe? Do you guys have theories on why he chose this one? Because I think I have one.
He's very man of the woods in this movie. which fits in line with his man of the woods era.
True.
You know, he buzzed his head. He grew out his beard. You know, he beefed up a lot.
Rugged,
and maybe he was like, let's just shoot a movie. Like, while I'm in this, like, small town man of the woods headspace, like, let's just crank one out. I don't know. That's my only theory. What about you?
I'm just thinking it's pretty simple theory, but it's just that, like, because this movie, as we said, is just pretty easy to enjoy because it's heartwarming. Mm-hmm. You got, like, a classic trope. It's easy to win people over. And I think while it probably was difficult, you know, it's not, like, easy acting by any means, but I think the story, you can't help but like Justin Timberlake no matter what or who you are, really. So I don't want to say this is, like, a vanity project, but I almost feel like, clearly, you win people over at the end of this movie. It has, like, a very strict through line. It's kind of, I mean, I think Shia LaBeouf did a couple of these projects, like, in the last few years. And it just wins the public over. And I think it was kind of an easy lift as an actor to be like, whether or not this gives me Oscar buzz, which we can talk about, the general public will like me, I feel like.
I agree. And it's totally just agree. It's just different enough from, like, his star image. You know, it's kind of like the gritty, like, you know, he's, like, you know, living in a next to a trailer in small town. It's, like, just far enough away from, like, his celebrity image to, like, be, like, a risk, kind of. But, like, actually the content isn't that risky. So, yeah, I think actually it makes sense for him. It's kind of something he hasn't done before, but it worked out.
Yeah. For you guys, where does this land on the Justin Timberlake acting spectrum? And I also want to know your guys' opinion on what you think the two sides of the spectrum really are.
Wow.
Because you have, what, Trolls World Tour? That's got to be on one side, right?
Yeah.
You have, like, Shrek the Third maybe also on that side.
Oh, my God.
Right. The Love Guru also firmly
Whoa.
Right.
I didn't know he was in that.
SNL's got to be somewhere in the middle. Still comedy, but, like,
Oh my God.
Pretty run of the mill. And then what's on that flip? Like, I guess this, right? This would be on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah. I think, you know, he had that weird era where he was doing like In Time, where he was like, I'm going to be an action star and right. like a sexy action star. And like, I don't think that really worked. He's done sort of like, he was in Inside Llewyn Davis. You know, he did The Social Network. I think those two are kind of on like the prestige end.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's not really a starring role, but it's like a good movie and a good performance.
Mm-hmm. He did get Oscar buzz, I remember, for The Social Network.
Yeah, I think he's... First of all, I said this before we did this podcast. I think Justin Timberlake's a good actor. I've always thought that.
Yeah. No,
and
he's not bad.
I support his acting choices. Maybe not always, but like he's great in The Social Network. But
I'll he also damned. Is like... I agree.
He's like kind of douchey Justin Timberlake in The Social Network. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're watching him and you're like, that's Justin Timberlake. So I think this maybe is on that end of the spectrum in terms of like, you know, it's a movie that he's starring in and he's good and it's a good performance. Mm-hmm. But I think this is maybe like distanced from that a little bit because like you're not watching this movie being like, well, that's Justin Timberlake. You are, but not as much, I think, with sort of like the In Time and The Social Network and the movies where he was like, I'm going to be like a sexy lead, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Genuinely, I think he's a good actor in both dramatic roles and comedy roles. One question I think, Kate, you wanted to pose was like, which do you prefer? Which Justin Timberlake do you guys like better? I think I'm going comedy.
I think he should do more rom-coms. I think he's good in Friends with Benefits with Mila Kunis. He's very charming. He's attractive. He's also kind of entered like a DILFy phase in his career now.
Okay. So
like, I feel like that has opened up. Like, you know, he's like kind of buff. He's got the shaved head. He's like has kind of a different appeal than he did 10 years ago. So yeah. I'm like, you know, like do one of those. Do a rom-com now with like your current dad phase. I would be into that. I think he's very funny. He's hilarious on SNL always. I think he's funny in his comedies. I think this is good, but I'm like, you only need to do this once. Prove that you can do it. You've proven it. You're a good actor. Everyone knows. Like, go back to entertaining stuff.
Right.
Interesting.
I think no shade to this movie.
There's some like funny, like subtle moments in this movie, especially when he's interacting with Sam and trying to make him feel good, you know? And I don't know what it is, but Justin Timberlake, I went in thinking, okay, Justin, okay. And I came out thinking, wow, like I cried.
Cried during this
freaking movie.
He is not corny in this movie at
all. No, he's not. And like, again, they touch on heavy topics like recidivism and abuse and just like, oh my God. And he does it pretty dang well. And it's just... I talked off mic about this with you guys where it's like, I have an idea to have like Justin come back into the public good graces. It's a road and it's going to be difficult, but I think he can do it. You know, it obviously starts off with apologizing to Janet Jackson.
Yes, it does.
And Britney Spears.
Yes, it does.
That's step one because he still needs to do that. But I really think, you know, he was loved by the public once. I think this could help him. And I think he should get nominated for an Oscar.
I love Amelia every year is going to just pick a different celebrity and run their Oscar campaign. Last year it was J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's Justin. Step one, apologize to Janet Jackson. Step two, vaccinate your children. And we'll go from there. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Amelia's recognition is possibly the kiss of death in an Oscar and an Oscar running, but we can't say for sure. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I also totally off topic, but on Tea Time, our other podcast, a while back, we talked about The Prom and how, you know, it showed this like small town, very backward small town, and this person who was trying to be gay or trying to be different in this small town. And like these people I had a problem with it because like it took people from outside that small town to like show them the error of their ways. Mm-hmm. And what I liked about this movie is it just, you know, obviously there were people in the town that did not accept Sam for the way that he was, which was like the big conflict in the movie. But like Palmer understood just from getting to know this boy when it like learned, educated himself, like didn't need anyone to show him how it should be. And there were, you know, there's a mom in this movie and Sam's friend in his class. They like, you know, no questions asked except Sam for who he is. And like, don't need anyone. Don't need to read any books or watch any, you know, West Coast, whatever education to learn about how to be a human being and treat this kid. So I just appreciated that it showed sort of like an updated small town in America. And like
that's
how
so
like,
true.
Yes, we can be accepting on our own. Like there are going right. to be people who aren't, but like there are people who are.
And that this place was not completely run down and you only end up yes. there out of your luck. Right. Like there's this wonderful teacher, Miss Maggie, played by Alicia Wainwright. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how did you end up here? Kind of implying, you know, it's like kind of a shithole. She was like, I was married and I wanted to help people. And then I got divorced and I just wanted to change. My family's here. And like, and it, and she's not disappointed by that. She's not. Right. She just like, this is a viable place to live and have a life. And I kind of appreciated that they weren't like this podunk place where only, right. you know, like ex-cons kind of end up at the True. End of their road.
Right. It's like all kinds of people live there. Yeah. That's how America works. Like right. in the Midwest, yeah. in Louisiana, wherever you are, like there are all kinds of people that are born and live there for many reasons. And I thought this movie showed that really well. They weren't like, this isn't a shitty place where no one wants to live. It's just like totally. Part of America. And they're right. just every kind of person lives here. And like, that's how it works.
Right.
Love yeah.
that. Now, important question. Now, I know we fully endorse Justin Timberlake in this movie, but I have to ask, do you think he was miscast? Like, do you think, obviously he has the star power to possibly like choose what he does. So maybe he didn't really have to go through an intense casting process, but could you have seen someone else in this role or maybe in any role in this movie?
I thought he was good. The only person that I actually recently watched Logan Lucky, which is maybe why this is in my head, but Channing Tatum in Logan Lucky plays a construction worker dad of like this little girl who's like down on his luck. You know, he seems like he could have just slipped right into this role, former football player.
Yeah.
Like has his funny moments, has his dramatic moments. I kind of thought he would have been great in this.
Holy shit. I wasn't even thinking of Channing Tatum. That's a perfect answer. It to is. Be honest.
If now you guys want to see him Channing. In a similar role, you should watch Logan Lucky. It's a great movie.
Okay.
But actually, I thought Justin Timberlake was good. I don't see any reason not to cast him in this.
Totally. And also, I'm just a sucker for when actors cry, because I'm just like, wow, I can't believe you can do that. But like, he cried and I was like, damn, give him the Oscar now.
Yep, he has the takes. Range, as we say.
Cry me a river, Justin Timberlake. Oh.
Would you guys rather True. Him continue doing acting roles? And now we're really just talking about Justin Timberlake, but would you rather fine. Have him lean back into music or continue on this acting path?
I mean, all of his songs lately have been for the Trolls World Tour soundtrack. So like, if it's that or this, I'm going to pick acting. But if he's going to give us, I don't know, fucking Mirrors or whatever his great album was several
sexy
years ago.
Sexy Back, Love Sounds?
He can bring Sexy Back anytime he wants to. But if it's going to be Man of the Woods and Trolls, like, just keep acting.
He's on randomly the same career path as Anna Kendrick, which I feel like is kind of alarming. Like, they have done similar dramatic and Trolls World Tours and also singing. So perhaps
that's tough.
Pivot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pivot, Justin.
Amelia, amazing. What do you prefer? What do you want for Justin next?
Well, you know, I've been kind of a Justin fan, you know, in his early days with NSYNC and his solo career. So I really love that, Justin. But, you know, if acting makes him happy, then cool. Good. Then keep doing it because you won me over in Palmer, Justin. Congratulations.
And now she has to win you an Oscar, so you need to do some more roles so she can accomplish that goal.
Amelia, do we think he has better chances because it's kind of a slow year and there's like not a million movies out right now?
Totally.
I would like to see him on the red carpet. You got Jessica Biel then on his side. Maybe she'd be like a little bit
Are
jealous.
Are we going to have a red carpet though? I don't know. Plus, I'm out on Jessica Biel right now. I need her to fucking chill out for a while and re-educate herself about how vaccines work.
I think all three of us are out on Jessica Biel, which is tough.
Yeah. We'll see. But we're in on Justin Timberlake's acting career. So that's what counts.
And in on this movie, right? We like fully endorse. Okay.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Kate, did you cry? I know, Amelia, you said you cried.
I did cry.
I got a little emotional. I would not say that any tears escaped, but I got a little choked up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is, what would you recommend like when you watch this movie? Kind of like a somber night in, bad weather out.
Yeah, I saw a review, I think it was IndieWire, that was like, it's one of those movies you're like, sit down, you're kind of on your phone when you're watching it, you're like, okay, I can tune out. And then by the end of it, you're like, phone's on the couch, you're tearing up a little bit, you're fully involved against whatever you thought you were doing at the beginning of the night. So it's relative, it's not, I wouldn't say it's family friendly, but like the messages, like I would watch this with my parents. So if you need some of that. Yeah.
Any other final thoughts on Palmer, the movie, before we wrap this up, you guys?
We stand whatever Sam is doing next.
Oh, yes.
Adorable child.
Yes.
Totally.
Okay. That's it.
That'll do it.
That's it.
Thanks again for listening. You can find me, Kate, and Amelia on Tea Time every Friday. It's pop culture, really fun, chaotic show. You should check it out on Ringer Dish. And you can find more TV Concierge later this week.